for right now, just make sure you're in a place where you won't be disturbed. Where you won't be disturbed for the next 90 minutes. Quiet place, a place you feel comfortable and relaxed. Of course, if you're listening to this in your car, I would recommend that you proceed with caution on this part. It's hard to drive and be completely relaxed. Certainly hard to drive and close your eyes, which I would not want you to do. But if you're listening live or you're listening to this at another time where you can relax and stay alert at the same time, hopefully sitting down, not laying down, if you're comfortable sitting. The first thing I'd like you to do is orient yourself. Take a look around the room that you're sitting in. Orient yourself by placing yourself exactly where you are in your physical location. And I know that sounds a little strange to do, but if you watch babies and small children, that's what they do all the time. Do it very naturally. They look up, they look down, they look side to side. They really take in their environment. We get so used to rushing through our environment, rushing through our meals, rushing through our lives, that we don't actually notice where we are. And if you don't notice where you are and how you are, you'll never be able to tell what you really want, what you're really hungry for in your life, with food, even on a financial level. You won't be able to track yourself. So what we do at the beginning of each of these is practice something that you can do every day of your life, even if you only do it for 2 minutes right before a meal. I'll talk a little bit at the end about everyday practice. But right now, again, notice where you are. Now, if you're finding yourself getting bored by this, which probably many people are right now, and if you're finding yourself impatient, and if you're wondering why I don't just get on with it, I really want you to know that this is getting on with it. This is what getting on with it looks like. Coming back to yourself again and again is one of the keys to breaking free from any kind of compulsive behavior, because compulsion and awareness cannot exist together in the same moment. And if you're aware of yourself, you can't be compulsive. Or else the tendency to be compulsive lessens hugely, geometrically. So, orienting yourself, looking around and taking in with your eyes one thing that you have looked at 100 times but haven't actually noticed in a long time. I'm looking at the teapot right now in my kitchen, which is where I'm sitting. And it's been there for a long time, but I haven't actually noticed it in a while. And just taking in, I notice, settles me. Because I can see what's around me. Eating isn't the only way to feed yourself. Getting full with what you take in with your eyes and heart affects what you eat. And then feeling the ground beneath your feet, really feeling the ground that supports you, feeling that it's steady and it's stable and it's there. And then feeling all the way in which your body is touching the surface of something outside it. So landing in your body, and again, embodiment, being inside your body is a key to ending obsession. Because most of us eat and live and spend in ways that are not connected to what our bodies are telling us. The body doesn't lie. So noticing your body now, the way it's being supported, the surfaces it's touching, the earth, the ground, the carpet, the chair. Feeling yourself as your particular body, your particular person. You, just you, right now. And then the process of centering yourself. So we've gone from orienting, grounding, centering. By centering, I mean really being aware of your breath. Putting your hands on your belly. Your right hand right above your navel, your left hand right above your right hand, the very center, the palms, palm upon navel, then left palm upon right palm, and feeling the movement of your breath. Just feeling that belly and feeling that center, noticing if your mind is galloping all over the place, noticing again if you're bored, impatient, frustrated, and allowing that and welcoming that. What we want to learn to do in this centering stillness part of the beginning of each session is we want to learn to be in our bodies and not take ourselves, really what I'm talking about when I say ourselves, our mind so seriously. So if you're feeling bored, frustrated, pissed off, how come she's taking all this precious time doing this? Notice that without getting completely identified with it, jumping on that thought and believing it to be absolutely true. So welcoming it without having to react to it. That's another way that we learn to be with all the voices urging us to eat. I have to eat this now. I have to eat this cookie now. I have to eat that now. To hell with the eating guidelines. That's that same voice. Once you get to know how your mind works, you can hear that voice. I need this now, absolutely. I need a treat, period. Whether it's a piece of cake or a whole cake or a new pair of boots, a new gadget, you can actually hear that and question it. So that's another thing that this quieting does. Allows us to be comfortable in our own skin, regardless of the situation. So you can be frustrated right now, impatient, bored, and still be comfortable in your own skin. So then just take 1 minute of silence, just allowing yourself to tune in to your own breath. To see how easy it is or how difficult it is to be inside your own body. And there's no right answer here. There's no judgment about what the answer is. You're just noticing. You're welcoming what you're noticing. You're just seeing what that is. That's great. Good. So at the beginning of every in-person retreat that I teach and every workshop, what we do is offer all of the heart work we do, the healing that we do. We offer that to anybody who needs it. Each of us really is here because we want to heal, we want to grow, we want a sense of spaciousness and freedom and love in our lives. And we have the privilege and the luxury of being able to have this time together. And I believe that every single ounce of love and attention and healing that one person does affects us all. And so I'd like to just take 10 seconds to offer all the healing that happens in this next many weeks to all the beings everywhere, the four-legged beings and the beings with wings and the two-legged beings and the oceans and the air and the trees and the earth itself, everything that needs love and attention and healing. May all that benefit from this love that we bring right here, right now, and the healing that happens over the next many weeks of the online retreat.